people are opening up to plant-based just as, like, they hear plant-based and they automatically think it's healthy for people who aren't educated. Mm-hmm. So you put plant-based on it and they're going to say, oh, I'm on a diet. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to watch my carbs, or I'm trying to watch my fats.
Yeah, if you're watching your carbs, you might not want to go plant-based, but...
But, you know, or they're saying, well, right now I'm going off dairy. Like, I think there's a lot more people that are doing those specific... Plant-based covers all of them.
That's true.
Like,
that's a good point.
It's all of them. If you are paleo, if you are, like, there's probably plant-based options that are going to work for you.
Oh, yeah.
Keto, all of these different types. So really what they're doing is going after the common denominator.
Yeah.
They know omnivores eat plant-based.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a story about the most magical place on earth today. I'm talking about Disney, folks. Isn't that their tagline? The magical, most magical place on earth?
Yes, I started running through my head. I'm like, where's the most magical place I've ever been? I'm like, I don't know. Hawaii was pretty magical.
Right.
Be happy to talk about that.
Yes. But not today. Today we're talking about Disney World and Land, the Disney theme parks. They actually did something very, I guess, related to health this week. They made a declaration about what's going on in their park that relates to health and fitness. So we're going to talk about it today.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Before we jump into that, you guys, please leave us a rating review on Apple Podcasts or on the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page, and let us know how you're doing with the September, right? We're in September?
Yes.
September.
We're still in
challenge.
September. And
challenges, I should
this
say.
This will be published on the last day of September.
That's right. So you guys got to get in now. We usually give you guys a week lag time to let us know what you're doing with this month's challenges, which is yoga every day and cooking through meals a week at home.
And you have until October 4th, Friday, October 4th, if you would like to enter to win a wonderful recovery pack goodies. These are our favorite, like, recovery items. Include some mini resistant bands, some Epsom salts, which are amazing. Like, if you don't bathe.
If you don't bath.
If you don't bath regularly, then this could change that, because especially when you need a good recovery, they're phenomenal.
Right.
And then also collagen.
Collagen, yes, our powdered collagens, which we've talked about many times on the podcast.
So you can comment in the review section of the podcast and let us know if you participated in this month's challenge using the hashtag what is it?
ATF Podcast Challenge.
There we go. I always want to say the full thing.
Yes.
Or you can comment on either of our Instagrams, stories, direct message, whatever.
Yes.
So let us know.
At ET Tampa and at Shannon JP.
Correct.
Those are our Instagrams. So, yeah. Reach out to us, guys, and enter for your chance to win the recovery pack. All right. So, training recaps for moi and for, I think, you. Probably pretty slim this week.
Well, actually.
I don't want to speak. Let me not speak for you.
Actually.
That's right.
To go with our challenge this month, something that's very appropriate.
Look at me. I need to bite my tongue.
I know. I actually taught, it was the first class of this, hopefully, which will be many, but it's somebody in the community that's hosting kind of like a participate with proceeds going, like you pay for class, but that goes to a charity, and every month it's a different charity. So this month, I actually came in as the yoga teacher, because she's hosting this yoga class each month moving forward, and she asked for teachers who are interested. I volunteered, and I think it's a really good fit, because I haven't actually just taught like a kind of open, anybody can, you know, come. I usually know most of the people that I'm teaching, you know, at least to date. You know, I've done like small groups, I've done coworkers, I've done privates with people I've known, but this was a group of strangers. Mm-hmm. Never met anybody before, so coming in where they didn't know me, I didn't know them, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and it definitely reminded me why I wanted to go and teach yoga in the first place, because the feedback you get at the end is so amazing. You have these people who maybe had like a preconceived notion about yoga. I had one young like teenager tell me, I didn't actually like yoga until your class, but I really liked this. And I was like, oh, you just warmed my heart. And then I had some other people who had come in like super stressed out. Like it was the end of the day class. They came in, they're like, I need a cocktail. They're like, forget the yoga. Let me get a cocktail. There was no cocktails here. So at the end of class, seeing them, like you could see like the visible difference, the way they walked, the way they looked, the way they talked. You could tell that where they came into class and where they left were just completely different places. And that's what yoga does. Mm-hmm. So I was really, really happy. I didn't do anything extraordinarily, you know, unique. I just kind of did my style, which I've started to fine tune. And I really enjoy the way I teach yoga, and I like the way I practice. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not for everybody, but it was breathing. It was just moving your body in any way that felt comfortable. Letting people feel silly, kind of, you know, like we like shook it off, you know, just shaking off the day at the beginning of the practice. And we did just some deep breathing and then we got into some poses that I could tell had some people breaking a sweat, which was good, but they weren't really challenging. There's yoga. They make you think, they make you focus, and they connect that mind body that I like. Mm-hmm. So that's my experience.
Excellent.
And that was probably because I have gosh, I don't know how many weeks this is going on. Probably a month, full month, I've had some kind of a cold. And I am still recovering. So I can't really do a lot of like inversions or even, you know, I haven't been able to do a whole lot of down dog or any kind of thing where my head is hanging down, you know, like even a forward fold. My head just felt like, you know, it was going to burst. So I did also a lot of my class where I wasn't practicing. I was just cueing people.
There you go.
And it was a sort of practice for me as well. So I've been able to do that, like just some basic moves that I don't feel hurt my head a little bit kind of each morning just to keep things going and just some breathing. So that's kind of been the minimal of my practice this week.
Excellent. Well, I'm very proud of you. So Thanks. Glad you got that gig under your belt. And like I said, I've heard good reviews because I have some connection with the people who put it on.
You're the one that connect me, yeah.
Who went to the class. So I've heard great things. And I'm sure you're going to be giving us a report back after you do it next month. So looking forward to that. For my training recap, I caught the cold that's been going around our household. So I think Monday I hit it hard. I've been trying to, you guys have heard less in the last couple of weeks, really trying to maintain a weight training program, pretty heavy weight training program Monday through Thursday. I was feeling a little cruddy Monday. I was like, all right, I'm going to work through it. I'm going to do a workout and a hard workout and knock it out of the way. I did it, and then I went home later that day, and I was achy and stuffy, and
yeah,
I just
it was only like a half a day of that, though. Like, you know, like when you get the flu and you have that for like a day or two, this one it was only for, at least for me, it was only like a half a day of that.
Yeah.
It was like a night and a morning of that.
Well, that...
Did it last heavy, long?
No, it didn't last as long, but I was just like, all right, I'm going to take it pretty easy. I didn't get in my 4 hard workouts, but I think it was maybe Wednesday or Thursday, I did 100 steel mace 360s and 100 kettlebell swings in 10 minutes. So that was kind of like a little interval workout.
Yeah.
So that was good, and it felt good. And other than that, I've been... you know, walking and stuff like that. So still trying to kick it out. You know, I'm feeling a little better.
A little bit better each day. Hopefully,
yeah, it'll get knocked out. So that was my training recap for the week. All right. On to the main topic of discussion. It is a vegan Mickey Mouse. Right?
is that really a thing?
All right, of course I'm being a little bit sarcastic and hyperbolic, if I will, but actually this is a real story. This week, Disney announced that they are rolling out 400 new vegan dishes at their theme parks. It'll start at the Orlando, Florida's Walt Disney World in early October, and then followed by Anaheim, California's Disneyland in the spring of 2020.
Go Orlando!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're leading the way, Orlando. Who thought Florida would be the leading the way for the plant-based diet, right?
I know. Anyways.
So, this is quite a big deal because there's over 600 places to eat in Walt Disney World in Orlando and Disneyland in California.
Kind of amazing. Yeah. I think it's probably Disney World is... big. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's probably like 400 and 200.
Yeah.
About, because like, you know, when you think of size, there's more.
Oh, you're talking about as many places to eat.
Yeah, in terms of like the number, so you probably get like 400 or so in Orlando and like 200 or something. And
yeah, because this,
that's a lot.
They say in this article that it's going to go beyond the park itself. It's going to be at the dining locations inside Disney's 36 Orlando and 3 Anaheim hotels.
That's intense.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like, as you mentioned, I mean, it's 9-1, right? 36 in Orlando and only 3 hotels in Anaheim.
Yeah,
That's pretty, like you said, it's much greater. There are probably a lot more dishes here in Orlando. But regardless, it's definitely a major undertaking. So, and it's interesting, this article, it's from CNN Travel. It gives some examples of the dishes. They're kind of like themed too, of course, like when you're in certain parts of the park.
Yeah,
there's a Star Wars inspired. It is Tatooine Two Suns hummus. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, I love hummus, so you ain't going to get any...
hummus?
Yes, you ain't going to get any protests from me. And then, what is this? Lifu Festin? I don't know what...
Lifu Festin?
I don't know what Festin is.
It's something at the Be Our Guest restaurant. Oh, yeah. So yeah. It's... I think it's something similar.
Pho. Maybe it's just pho?
No, that's not pho. That's French.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be fake.
Le feu festin.
All right, whatever. But, so these are all plant-based dishes. They talk about in this article that they try to...
good.
They try to stay away from saying vegan because it's such a broad kind of
definition. Yeah, vegan's got sort of...
But... it says the company did say that all the items are made without animal meat, dairy, eggs, or honey. Ugh. Come on, vegans. Really, honey? Honey?
As long as they can use maple syrup, I don't give a hoot.
I just don't...
like, if you don't want to eat honey, then don't eat... it's... I get why... like, I get it.
You get it.
It's a animal byproduct.
Okay. But do... bees make honey on their own without our coercion.
Yeah.
Yes, they do, right?
Yeah.
So, we're not making them make honey, right? We're not forcing them to make honey.
Yeah,
we're
reaping cows, the benefits. Cows make milk.
Right.
But of we their also, own.
Yeah, but we they only make milk when they're basically feeding a calf.
Right, when they're nursing their young.
Yeah, but we also stimulate that sometimes to produce milk.
Right, but right, like...
so I can understand that to a certain extent.
But the bees are kind of the same because we take their honeycomb, what they... like, that's their purpose, is to make that. Mm-hmm. We take that and we basically cause them to make more.
It's true.
So, I mean, we're still doing the same thing. I mean, I think bee farming is a different thing than, you know, the dairy industry, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But also, let's be honest, bees are going extinct.
Right.
But we're in, like, a crisis, so...
True.
I mean, we've not helped them in their production and their purpose in life. We've only hindered it.
Yeah, but that's
and
not due to bee farms.
It's usually for us. It's for us, though. I mean, the farming, I think the mass farming... is part of the problem, though. Like,
oh,
the
yeah.
mites, the colonies, like, the colony collapses.
Yes.
Like, that's because of bee farming.
Because of bee farming?
Because, like, it wipes through entire groups because we have, like, big groups of bee farms, right?
Is that why wild bee populations are...
I don't know. About-
I thought that'd be because there was less diversity, biodiversity in plants in the United States.
I mean... I know that it wipes out larger farms
that
as
what?
Well as wild.
What's that?
Like what the mites about? And stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's like same thing with
we're getting
eggs.
I feel like we're getting into a...
Yeah, I know. I guess we're getting into
but
nuances.
But it's
like
a
eggs with
animal,
me, I don't think.
It's an animal byproduct. And
right.
that is for vegans who do vegan for ethical purposes... They do it because they don't want to consume an animal byproduct. Just like they wouldn't be comfortable using an animal skin
mm-hmm.
as something they wear. The same thing. Like, even if, I mean, that animal could have died of natural causes, and probably a vegan who does so for ethical reasons still would not choose to wear that.
All right. I get it.
So, I mean, that's honey.
Right. And I think we're getting, we're going, like you said, I'm creating a tangent, which I'm apt to do. Because, as I said, this is plant-based stuff. And it's interesting because I wanted to look up some stats about why would Disney undertake this? Why? I mean, the first thing I thought of is, like, there's so few vegans. So few vegans. I actually wanted to say, I was like, what is the number? What is the number? So I looked around for the number of worldwide vegans. And I found this good study from 2018, which is kind of the most recent I could do for worldwide survey. And basically the survey was over 2,000 people in 28 countries. And they determined that 3% of people worldwide are vegan. Okay, and then I looked for in the U.S., they had numbers anywhere between 3 and 5% of people are vegan. And you're thinking, why? Why would you, for 5% at the most of the population, why would you want to change or add 400 dishes to your menu in your parks? But, like they say, I think they use that phrase or that, I guess, I don't know, it's not what it's a hyphenated word, but plant-based. The amount of plant-based people that eat plant-based food has gone up dramatically. When I was looking through some of these studies and things like that, it's really...
I know why they're doing it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it makes sense. Like, people, I mean, they're trying to jump on the trend. They even say in the CNN, it said in sign that veganism is making its way into American mainstream, which I think is a little misleading, but I think plant-based is definitely making it into the mainstream.
Well, veganism... by way of plant-based. So, I mean, it's, I think vegan actually, and the reason, like, I would probably say a lot of why they're saying plant-based versus vegan is there's a lot of negative connotation and a lot of extremism around vegans and calling something vegan.
Ah, interesting.
So any product or anything, like, from a PR perspective, a marketing perspective, you would not necessarily, unless you're specifically targeting that very small niche group,
yeah, you wanna go broad,
that's
right?
How you know they are not looking to target vegans with this. This is not their target audience. They are going for people who have asked for a wider diversity of food options, because even if you're not vegan, there's a lot of people now open to plant-based meals and foods because, A, the whole food, like, healthier eating, but also people are opening up to plant-based just as, like, they hear plant-based and they automatically think it's healthy for people who aren't educated. So you put plant-based on it and they're going to say, oh, I'm on a diet. I'm trying to watch my carbs. Or I'm trying to watch my fats.
Yeah, if you're watching your carbs, you might not want to go plant-based, but...
But, you know, or they're saying, well, right now I'm going off dairy. Like, I think there's a lot more people that are doing those specific. Plant-based covers all of them.
That's true.
Like,
that's a good point.
It's all of them. If you are paleo, if you are, like, there's probably plant-based options that are going to work for you.
Oh, yeah.
Keto, all of these different types. So really what they're doing is going after the common denominator.
Yeah.
They know omnivores eat plant-based. You know, vegans eat plant-based, but all of the diets in between also eat plant-based.
It's interesting, too, because they even talk about it in this article, in the CNN article, about, I mean, Disney's biggest sellers are still the meat products. They sell, it says they serve 10 million burgers, 6 million hot dogs, 1.8 million pounds worth of its iconic turkey legs every year. So that's a lot. And I think one thing that also unifies paleans and vegans is, from at least the ones that, you know, I've heard try to promote both of those diets, is that they hate factory farming. And if you're selling 10 million burgers and 6 million hot dogs and 1.8 million pounds of turkey legs, the fact of the matter is those are coming from factory farms. You're not getting that from, you know, small base farms.
Their buying power is significant.
So, I mean... This is one of those versions. This is kind of one of the occasions of okay, not okay, for our topic. Should Disney incorporate plant or invest a lot of effort and time into incorporating plant-based meals into their restaurants and eateries and stuff? What do you think? I mean, I think it's kind of the way you explained it too. Just appeasing or pleasing the biggest demographic. Especially now with people who hear that phrase plant-based, it's a no-brainer, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is absolutely okay. And as someone who has checked the boxes on a lot of different diets over the course of my life, because I was vegan and then I slowly added products, like different types of things back in, I can appreciate, like, going out to eat when you have any kind of special diet. And, I mean, think about the people that go to these theme parks. They're not just Americans. There's a lot of international people from different cultures that go. Yeah. And they come here and they're like, oh, my gosh, you're crazy American foods.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that means that you're really going to be giving people a wider variety. And let's be realistic. They're not going to compete in the U.S. against the burgers and the big hunks of turkey legs. But there's still, it's the fact that they're going to have these options there that in volume they won't be doing anywhere probably comparative to their
main
meat
sellers,
based.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that they're going to have that variety open. I applaud them. Like, I think it's overdue. And if we're an all-inclusive country and these are parks that represent literally all of the cultures, too. I mean, hello, you can eat and drink your way around the world in Epcot. So it should be more all-inclusive in terms of food.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty okay, even though I'm a devout omnivore. But as you already mentioned, I eat plant-based, too. So I'm definitely okay with it.
Ella just had a plant-based birthday cake, by the way. And
it was
delicious. Amazing.
It was good. I definitely can't, especially when it comes
to
dessert.
You would never know.
When it comes to desserts, man, you don't have to have dairy. It helps. I mean, I love ice cream, but coconut milk ice cream is delicious too. So, anywho, tangent once again.
See?
Only thing I want to, I think you already mentioned it. When people say plant-based, they think, oh, I mean healthy. It's not always the case. Some of these dishes, I mean, there's some pictures of a few dishes. There's this dumpling dish. What's this called?
Oh, my gosh.
Steamed Asian dumplings. Looks awesome. Let's list a couple other names they have of dishes here. So let me see. Did I get all that one? Yep. They have carrot gnocchi, which sounds delicious. Gnocchi's awesome. Cauliflower tacos. I've seen those in a lot of even taco stands and stuff have those now. Crispy spiced chili spice crispy fried tofu.
That's at most Asian restaurants in some form or another.
Eggless Florentine. Disgusting. I don't even want to talk about that.
Well, yeah, you have to be a certain type to do the eggless.
Yeah, maybe, okay, maybe if it's eggless Florentine, maybe it's some sort of, hopefully it's no fake eggs. That's really, I don't like that.
Well, a lot of them are, like, tofu-based.
Don't tell me. I don't even want to know. And then they have this one, it's another Star Wars one. It is...
This looks so good.
It matches her, the hummus dish served at Star Wars Galaxy Edge is called the Felucian Garden Spread, Felucian Garden Spread, a reference to the planet covered in overgrown plants in the Star Wars universe. Wow. Now that is some detail.
You know what it looks like? What's that Greek? Falafel. Mm-hmm. It looks like falafel balls and hummus, and it probably is.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, but it looks amazing.
It does look delightful.
Served with pita. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So... this version or this edition of Okay Not Okay with Disney going plant-based, we say okay.
Oh,
I mean, more options the better, honestly, when you go into theme parks. I mean, we were at a theme park recently, and of course, we were at the Harry Potter World, so we ate from the Leaky Cauldron.
Yep.
So, but they had a lot of options there. That was good.
I would really appreciate, as I don't go to theme parks that often, but I, to this day, seeing somebody chewing on a turkey leg turns my stomach.
Yeah, if we can get less turkey legs and churros and maybe more of this hummus spread, I wouldn't be too mad.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you put all this energy into going around, like you're walking a lot usually. I mean, you can burn some serious calories. Yeah. And there's something about eating like fried food and like all this heavy
handheld
food
fried food. Yeah, I don't know.
That is just so unappealing. It's just not going to fuel me like I want. So I'm so excited for this, to be honest.
All right, Disney. We give you a thumbs up.
I know. When we finally do go to Disney, which is probably not in the immediate future, but it's definitely in the foreseeable future, we will try I will definitely try these dishes.
Yeah, and we'll report back to you guys when we do so in a future episode. Once again, guys, reach out to us. Let us know what you think of the podcast. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts or the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. And tell us how you're doing on your ATF Podcast Challenge for September and win the recovery pack. Got anything else for them this week?
No, but if anybody's going to Disney after October, Disney World... Please comment to me what dishes we should try in the future. I would love tips.
Yes. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.
You go, I go. You go, I go. You go, I go.